Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. Mr. Stanfield?
Yes.
Hi, how are you?
All right.
Good. This is Alex from Forest Spice Houses. Did I catch you at a bad time?
No.
Okay. So I was just calling about your property in Victoria Street in Danville. As you know, we would wanted to really get this wrapped up. And then move forward with the closing. I am not really sure if I think I was trying to reach out to the title company, Jennifer, and she said that she is trying to get a hold of you to get more information about the judgment. Are you like aware of that, or did you receive any notification or any phone calls from the title company?
No, I talked to her. I talked to Jennifer yesterday.
Okay.
And she told me about it. She said that they work real close to Citibank, so I'm thinking maybe they could get it resolved.
Yeah.
Because it's like how we did the bid. It's like, you know, we split it three ways, so it's like we're trying to get it taken care of because that's gonna start a whole nother situation, and you know, so hopefully they can get that resolved. I don't know.
Okay, but they said that they're gonna get in touch with Citizens Bank.
Yeah, with Citizens Bank, and the other one, I think it was like $87 or something like that.
Yeah, she sent me the copy of the judgment.
Right. She said she had sent it to my email, but I never got it. I checked my email last night, and it wasn't in there.
Okay. Well, I have the copy. If you just wanted to get the copy of those, I can send it to you. Other than that, did she say that she's waiting on something from you, or she needed anything from you?
She's waiting on the pile of attorney paperwork. She said she needed the original, so we gotta get the original copy. I don't understand what she meant by that, because it's like they're all copies. The original is at the courthouse. It's like you only get, I mean, what does she mean by original?
Original copy of the judgment? Or
right. I mean, no, the power of attorney.
Oh, okay.
Power
I mean, well, you have the original, right? You have the copy. I mean, I'm sure
right.
You have the original. You can actually just bring that to the closing. So I don't think that's going to be a problem if you can show the original when we close.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And I was telling her about, as far as the check for Corey, I would need him to put on the check that I'm a power of attorney, because he's had a lot of checks that I've had to cash, and it is, I have to go through all types of stuff.
Okay.
You know, so I want, you know, try to get that, make it easier for myself.
Right.
Other than that, I got to check with my wife. I think she went and got another copy. But they're all the same copy. I think,
do you
know,
just have the copy, or you have the original one where it's, you know, authenticated?
Yeah, but even the copies are the same. They're just copies of that same copy. So when she was saying original, I'm like, that is the original. I mean, what does she mean by original? It's like you only get copies.
Right.
You know?
I think she was trying to say is she wants to, you have to present the original one where what I wanted to say is the paper, the actual paper that you signed, or the attorney signed, or the one that's notarized. You have that, right? Just
yes.
Okay, that's good. I mean, as far as I know, you could just present that or bring that to the closing. Of course, we're not going to get the right. Yeah, I mean, I think that's good. like what I said, you just have to bring the original during the closing. And of course, we're not going to get it. We're just going to also get the copy of it. So I guess we're only waiting really on that judgment.
Right. She said, I guess we got to get my uncle's death certificate, because I guess the judgment was for something that he owed or something we didn't know about. And he's been dead a long time.
Okay. I'm just trying to figure out what are the things that are still needed for us to move forward with the closing, you know, just complete the checkbox. And so we can schedule a date of close. So, I mean, it looks to me like there's still some things that needed or required from you, but I'll get some clarity from her on what are the things, because we're ready to close.
We are too. We're ready to get this done.
Yeah.
We're going down for the weekend. We got to get some more stuff out of the house, and then we're ready to be done with this.
Okay.
You know?
Good. Us too. Ready to move forward. We're just really waiting on the title company. I requested an update from her this morning, Jennifer, because she's the one who's doing the file, and she's just saying that she's waiting on some paperwork about the judgment, or she's waiting something from you. So I thought I'd just give you a call and see what that is.
Yeah, it was that power of attorney for Corey, and we told her we were going to send her the copy.
Yeah, I mean, you sent me the copy, and I forwarded it, like, all the copies I sent it to her.
Yeah, and I mean, that's what the original, that's it, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, what else does she, I mean, I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, I've had to use it in different types of procedures and stuff. It's all the same.
Right.
I didn't understand what she was saying.
I'll try to get some clarifications from her.
Yeah, we will get it to her. I mean, I guess she wanted actual paper more so, because we sent it to you through a picture. So maybe she wanted actual paper, but say the original. It's like these are originals. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, like, I mean, she said that you could just bring the copy upon closing. So,
okay.
I don't see that, you know, sending us a copy or sending her a copy would be a problem or an issue. So I'll try to get clear on that. Because like what I said, we're ready to move forward with closing. I thought we're just waiting something from you. But, you know, as soon as I get, like, a list, maybe I'll try to get a list of the things that needed for us to schedule the closing. I'll probably text you or let you know what else are needed. So.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Well, I think that's going to be it. Thank you very much, Mr. Shanfield. We're excited. Again, we're ready to close, and I'll follow up and give you an update once I have more information in the following days.
Okay, that'd be great.
All right. Thank you so much. Talk to you later, and have a good day.
All right. You too, Alex. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.